Like yesterday, Kenny said if you two wrestled, he would win. What do you think of that?
He's lying.
What would your move against Kenny Clark be on the wrestling mat?
I'd probably sell a probably sell a headlock, fake a tie up, and go right to a low ankle, drive my shoulder into his right into the front of his ankle. He'll instantly fall, and I'll just crawl up and put him in a half Nelson, and that's over with. Like I'm a lot quicker than him.
How about if it was fake wrestling? What would you do?
Define fake wrestling.
The kind you're going to go to Monday night at the rec center, I guess.
The way those guys hit that mat is not fake. But I definitely have to press him over my head, throw him out the ring, then get on the turnbuckle and, you know, old macho man elbow drop right to the top.
Mike, since we're talking a little bit about nonsense anyway, I
Charlie, saw my question.
This isn't nonsense.
I see you and Ty have been going back and forth about candy corn. It's a very
Ty is very confused and misguided on the topic of candy corn, and hopefully we'll be able to convert him soon.
What makes it great?
It's just awesome.
Is it the best candy, or is it just not terrible?
It's a great seasonal candy. It's not something that I would eat outside of the month of October.
So if you got Reese's and candy corn, you're going...
No, I don't eat Reese's.
Really? What's the top Halloween candy then?
Candy corn.
All right.
Right.
What was your favorite Halloween costume while growing up as a kid?
Oh. Going deeper in the rabbit hole. I think I was a ninja one year. I thought it was really cool. I was a ninja. One of the guys from Mortal Kombat, I think I was Sub-Zero. Or Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles, you know, yeah. So those are outfits that I vividly remember. The rest of them probably weren't that important, or else I remember them.
Up for any football?
Huh?
Are you up for any football? Drew's release timing, his time clock seems faster than most.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, no. He's not the only quarterback we played against that had a fast release. And... he's really good at it. It's definitely one of his strengths. So we just got to make sure we get to him.
Okay, I know we always talk all the time about you and Lane and some of the battles you've had. Have you had a chance to go against Jari much, you know, during your time here? And if so, what stands out to you about him? What makes him so effective?
I think you ask Ron Lee, it's safe to say that he's probably a certified yellow jacket. You know, he just knows how to play the game the right way. And even at the age he's at, still be so consistent, so hard to push back and win on your pass rushes, very crafty in the run game. You know, Jari's definitely one of the best to have done it. And, you know, for us to lose Josh and TJ, and then we get Jari, you know, I know from the defensive line standpoint, it's excellent to be able to practice against a guy like him every day.
Mike, 3 weeks ago, we talked about Geno Atkins, and you have an affinity with him, another smaller guy who's proved people wrong. Does that extend to offense and a guy like Drew Brees? Do you have a lot of respect for guys who have been shorter and done things on that side of the ball too?
I mean, if you have to overcome everybody calling you short, you definitely deserve respect, you know, a different kind of respect, because you had more people trying to tell you why you wouldn't be able to do it rather than give you every reason why you can do it. So, you know, Drew's a Big Ten guy. You know, that speaks for itself. And I definitely have respect for him. You know, Russell Wilson, those shorter guys. The guy we played last week, he wasn't very tall, and he was just a real gritty quarterback, Keenum. So a lot of respect for those shorter guys.
What happened to Aaron? Like, how do you keep this team going? As far as winning football games and picking up that slack?
Whenever you lose any team, it's definitely a blow, and to lose possibly the greatest ever do it, it's tough, but we have to just continue to play football. You know, we're in the business of winning football games, and regardless of who's out there on the field, we have to make sure we win football games. The show doesn't stop because he got hurt, and he'll tell you that before any of us do.
So what can the defense, you guys obviously play some pretty good football, but what do you think the next step is here going into this game again?
I'd say just have to stick to the fundamentals, get back to the basics, and just play football the way you know how to play. The game comes down to getting off of blocks, tackling, covering, turnovers, and pressuring the quarterback, bringing down the ball carrier. It's a simple game, really. Just can't overcomplicate it.
How important is it to head into the bye week with some good feelings, put up a win, put up a great performance before the timeout?
It's always good to get a win, and they're going to a bye week on that high. That's definitely in the plan. That's what we want to do.